From WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio Boston, this is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. It's been just over a year since President Trump took office, and almost exactly a year since he issued the first travel ban. Turns out that the explosion of protests that followed that announcement may actually have changed minds, and that's unusual. Plus, we've got a new analysis of science advisors, or the lack thereof, in the Trump administration at the one-year mark, and an update on efforts to get more scientists elected to public office. But it's not all politics today. There's also new research on the state of lobsters in New England and the power of conservation measures to help populations weather environmental changes. It's pretty encouraging if you're in Maine. Not so much so for those of us in southern New England. And finally, a scientific look at what the Super Bowl might hold in store. First, President Trump issued the first executive order barring entry into the U.S. for individuals from certain countries on January 27, 2017. The order prompted immediate protests and high-profile media coverage. Now, new research suggests that the public outcry may actually have decreased support for the ban, particularly among those who say that being American is a core value for them. Lauren Cullingwood is assistant professor of political science at University of California, Riverside, and he's lead author of the paper published in the journal Political Behavior. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
How unusual is it to see a change in public opinion as the result of protests or a public debate about a policy?
It's fairly unusual. In our background review of the myriad papers, academic papers out there that people studied over the last 10, 20, 30 years, typically attitude change is gradual, slow, it takes years, cohort replacement. There are some instances like 9/11, the Vietnam War, in other major instances like that where there's a catastrophic incident or something like that that can produce some attitude change. But vis-a-vis protests, usually, if anything, attitude change goes in the opposite direction.
Opposite meaning what?
The more, say, restrictionary standpoint.
Now, in this case, you compared results of two surveys of public opinion in about 300 people. One of those surveys just a few days before the announcement, the other a couple of weeks afterward. But 300 people isn't a whole lot. How much do you think we can take out of these kinds of survey results?
One certainly must be cautious of this. First of all, we did interview about 420 people in wave one. Wave two, there was some drop off. But the key distinction between our research and more typical research is that we interviewed the exact same people in basically a 5 to 6 day difference. So we interviewed about 420 people 2 days before the executive order, the travel ban executive order, was announced. We knew through various channels that this was coming down. And so we asked respondents their opinions about this type of executive order. And then about 5 days after the order was announced and the protest really consumed the media, we then interviewed the exact same people again.
I mean, with that kind of data, you can basically say Jane in Indiana and Joe in California changed their attitudes over a 1 week period. And I mean, you saw this for almost a third of your study participants. They specifically changed their opinion to be against the ban after having been for it beforehand.
Let me just qualify that briefly. So about 30% of the sample moved from not necessarily all the way for to all the way against, but they moved in the direction of against. So they may have been strongly supportive, and they had moved to somewhat supportive. And about 10% actually moved the other way. So some people, for a smaller portion of the sample, said, I actually like this idea. And so we have a basically 20% net shift. But this is still, in a matter of 5 or 6 days, extremely rare in the study of public opinion. There is some experimental public opinion evidence that demonstrates attitudes can shift on socially divisive issues and then maintain themselves, but that is usually based on experimental evidence, not real-world events like what we were able to capture. And that's what's distinct, again, about our research here.
I'm talking with Lauren Cullingwood. He's a political scientist at UC Riverside and lead author of a recent study showing that an unusually high number of people changed their attitudes to be more opposed to the Trump administration travel ban in about a week span around that executive order going into effect. You just mentioned this idea not only of making a rapid shift, but then maintaining that. Have you done any follow-up work to see whether or not these attitudes have been maintained over the course of the past year?
Right. That's an excellent question. So we actually just did, about a week and a half ago, interview the same set of respondents. Now, fewer of them responded than before, as attrition rates, et cetera, is a common thing in public opinion research. But we validated it and make sure that the people who did drop out of the survey was a random drop off, et cetera. So our internal validity maintains itself, still very strong. And what we find is that opinion stayed. A year later, opinion had shifted in a week period and stayed. It's almost exactly the same. And that is extremely rare. Usually what would happen in experimental settings is there's a momentary opinion adjustment, and then if you measure the attitudes, a few months later, people regress back to the mean. And we did not find that.
Do you have any sense of what is special or different about this one-third of your study population who did very rapidly shift their ideas? What put them in a state of mind or a position to make that kind of rapid change of opinion?
The way the policy and the announcement rolled out, and then the media and the airport backlash was so extreme in such an anti-ban direction that, and in the chaos that ensued, that the general media environment during that 7-day period or so when we were measuring attitudes was strongly suggestive of not being supportive of the ban. People made arguments such as, this is a violation of religious liberty, this is un-American, this is not who we are. It violated what many people saw as core values. And once people saw that, people who actually think of themselves as being high in American identity, as we measure it in the survey, those are specifically the people that shifted and maintained that shift. And that's extremely rare, because often people with higher levels of American identity, as measured in surveys, are more supportive of restricted immigration policy. So this finding is very unique, but at the same time, it also fits with the media environment. And if you were just paying attention to the news at the time, people wrapping themselves in headscarves with American flags, and really cloaking and saying, look, we're Americans, right? We are a diverse group of Americans, and we are sticking up for these people. And that produced this significant public opinion shift.
Do you think that then suggests strategies, perhaps, for those trying to sway public opinion on other issues? Because you also looked at a couple of other issues, the Keystone XL pipeline, the proposed border wall between the U.S. and Mexico, and you didn't see these same kinds of shifts, even though those have been very high profile with, protests and debates that have been covered by the media. Do you think this, American values message is really what makes the difference?
Well, as a researcher, it's always hard to generalize, but an implication from our research is certainly that building off American values themes and Americanness in general is something that can mollify certain people who typically hold anti-immigrant sentiment. It's not a palliative of sorts, but it can mollify them to some degree and shift the dial in a more pro-protest direction. And so that would be the implication from this. The reason why we didn't find findings on those other issues in part was because the media environment at our point of measurement, at our time period of measurement, was so almost singly focused on the travel ban, the Muslim ban as it were, that it overrode everything else, and that these other issues didn't really percolate down into public opinion.
That's Lauren Collingwood. He is assistant professor of political science at the University of California, Riverside, and lead author of a recent study showing that an unusually high number of people changed their attitudes to become less supportive of the Trump administration travel bans in a week period around the enaction of the first executive order. Lauren, thank you so much for your time.
Great. Thank you so much.